الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال سبحانه وتعالى وذاكرين الله كثيرا وذاكرات صدق الله العظيم علماء اكرام اللزن دي برادرز We thank and give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to come to his home, to the masjid. And that too, Hazrat says that make a very high intention. That we have come to the masjid this morning as a command, fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time we have come with this nisbat connection and link to gain that muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which becomes the spice of life. That we have come here with that, to gain, to receive, to open our hearts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within our hearts that love and muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which we find that our salah will become a salah of jan of life. Our Qur'an tilawat also become a Qur'an tilawat of life. I want to say that today we make Qur'an tilawat, but unfortunately because there's no life, there's no jan in the Qur'an tilawat, a person is sitting, he's reading Qur'an at home, but then at the same time he'll ask his wife, just see the water is boiling or not. So he says, make the Qur'an tilawat a tilawat of life. That way a person's heart is linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And the basic syllabus for a person to get this muhabbat and this taste, and this fervor, the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in his Qur'an tilawat, in his salah, in his family life, the basic syllabus is to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that 5-10 minutes with dhyan, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will become, this will overflow into all his other ibadat. That if a person can keep his concentration in the dhikr for 5-10 minutes, then in his salah also he will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his Qur'an tilawah there also he will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to gain this muhabbat, to gain this sweetness, as our Dada Shaykh, the Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Dama Barakatuhum says that to gain this muhabbat and love, that one of the poems he says, Mujhe pata nahi tha. That oh Allah, I did not know what was the pain of your love, of your muhabbat. Tere aashiqo se seekha. Ya Allah, we learn this from your lovers. How to love you. How to fall in love with you. To know who you are. As our Hazrat says, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. Every split second of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in different color, different splendor. For us now to sibghat Allah, to color ourselves with the color of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and love. Then when people will see us, idha ru'u dhukir Allah, when people will see us, like how you find our Hazrat Wala, this dripping with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person like this, when you see him, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have come here to learn that muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to take Allah ta'ala's name, muhabbat and love. That is why Hazrat Hakim Sahib, the Barakatuhum, says that a person can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his own strength. Definitely there will be effect in that. There will be effect. But just like how we find the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ مُوْعِدُكُمْ يُوْمُ زِينَ, that on the day of Zina when they came to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they all came dressed just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because they came in that garb, and they looked like the Nabi of the time, that attracted the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which Allah ta'ala granted them iman. And what iman? Ulama say Allah ta'ala granted them the highest level of iman, of ihsan. That today we find a person becomes a Muslim, and then we tell that person now, we are free to tell him now, that you know the month of Ramadan is coming, and then you will have to fast, and then you will have to wake up early in the morning for sehri, because he's a new Muslim. But here Hazrat says also many a person might come to the masjid and he wants to accept Islam, he's begging possibly. So we tell him that, by you really want to become a Muslim, be careful, you have to keep fast in the month of Ramadan. You have to wake early in the morning, and then you can't drink. He says, instead of giving the person da'wah, you're frightening him about Islam. They're calling towards Islam, let him read the kalima. That muhabbat of deen Allah Ta'ala will put into his heart. So here also the magicians of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they came just like him. Because of which new Muslims Allah Ta'ala gave them such iman, they were ready to give their life immediately for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way as the Hakim Sahib says that a person will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just when he will put his hand into the hand of an ashiq, of a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now his style of zikr will change. Like the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he falls into the chain. He falls into the silsila of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib said, that zikr of which was 10 kilos, in our words will now become 100 kilos. Just like how Allah Ta'ala's attention was attracted just by the dressing of these magicians, in the same way a person now makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Allah Ta'ala's lovers, he will attract Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love in the same manner. That is why Hazrat says that for us to take our time daily to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this should be a natural quality of every believer. To the extent that Hazrat teaches us and tells us also that a person can be teaching Bukhari Sharif. But the maqsood of Bukhari Sharif is not only the ahadith. As it says, then too a person will have to take out time every day in solitude and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and PR. He will have to take out time. Just like how you find a businessman at the end of the day, now he will count his takings for the day. That relish he finds that feeling through the heart that today was a good day, good takings. The same way Hazrat says, now a person takes the name of Allah Ta'ala every day with muhabbat and love. And the effect of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says, when he comes to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala bi dhikrillah. They listen well in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do hearts find contentment. So a person will say that I'm making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I don't find it. So Hazrat says that just like how a fish, كَمَا أَنَّ السَّمَكْ لَا يَتْمَئِنُّ بِالْمَا وَلَكِنْ يَتْمَئِنُّ فِي الْمَا. Just like how a fish does not find itmilan, peace and contentment next to water, with water. That a person has a 100-liter tank of water and he takes the fish and he puts it next to the water. The fish wants to go inside to enjoy the coolness of the water. In the same way, a mu'min will find contentment in the dhikr of Allah. Not with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabi kabari, he comes from a dhikr majlis. And he will sit and he will make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day he will miss out, one day he will do it. But he will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily with piyar and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the qualities of the believers, Allah ta'ala mentions among the 10 sifat of the believers, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتِ. That when it comes to the mu'mineen, their quality is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. They take the name of Allah ta'ala in abundance. When it comes to the munafiqeen, لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. When it comes to the hypocrites, they only make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala very little. And for those that are even below that, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَاتِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They are those hearts that have become totally hard. Like barren land, rocky land, nothing can affect it. That they make, their hearts have become hard because of there being no dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah ta'ala say they have gone very far away. So we should gauge ourselves. Hazrat says a person goes for a cholesterol test and he sees the results. That how high is my cholesterol? Am I high risk heart patient? Or am I just on the border or below that? So in the same way, a person checks his level also. That how much zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala am I making? Do I fall in the category of the mu'mineen? وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ. Where they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance all the time. Whether they be standing, sitting, walking. That their hearts are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a living heart that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is infused with the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or their hearts have become like the munafiqeen. They make only a little dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no time to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or their hearts become hard. Where to take the name of Allah ta'ala has become very, very difficult. That is why it is mentioned that La ilaha illallah lisa laha hijabun dun Allah. As it says that when he comes to the kalima La ilaha illallah, is such a powerful kalima that once a person says La ilaha illallah, between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no hijab. As it says, you can take even the fastest space shuttle, be the fastest jet, that before it can take off and reach the sky, already your kalima has reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person says, one time La ilaha illallah, a pillar of nur is formed from the person's heart to the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that pillar begins to shudder and shake. Allah ta'ala asks the pillar, why are you shaking? The pillar says, oh my Allah, the person who has taken your name, his maghfirat hasn't been made. So Allah ta'ala says, tell that person I have forgiven him. Just on one La ilaha illallah. That is why the Ashiqan, the tarjuma of Hazrat makes of a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah, that oh my Allah, besides you there is no one for me. Besides you there is no one for me. Hazrat says the person sits and makes dhikr of La ilaha illallah, that La ilaha illallah, he says, ponder for that moment, that Ya Allah, what is that obstacle between you and I that is blocking me and you? He said, at that moment of time, say La ilaha illallah, like a vacuum taking out that guna and sin from the heart. It is La ilaha illallah, it's like a vacuum that is taking it out completely. And it's opening the way between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will see when he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what feeling of the heart there will be in there. When he says Allahu Akbar before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what his salah will become like. But for this a person will have to take a time and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which we find this ghaflat, this negligence, neglectful state of a person has destroyed his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without dhikr, a person falls into a ghaflat. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says, he's eating the food Allah ta'ala has given him, but behind that food he cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a beautiful grandchild, so beautiful, so cute, but behind that he cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of his ghaflat, he has no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So life even becomes tasteless. There is no taste in life. Hazrat gives an example that a person has no muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he falls into the state of neglectfulness. He says a person now is driving down the road and there is a car in front of him. If just for a split second a person has to turn his attention away from the road, we can imagine now a beautiful Sunday morning or afternoon is having a Sunday drive with the family. And the Sunday afternoon, because of his neglectfulness, turns into a whole evening of disaster. A person invited mihman to his home. As it says, a person invited somebody to his home, the family is coming. And now the housewife, out of khushi and muhabbat, enthusiasm, she puts on the oil. Chalo, the mihman will come. As they come in, I will serve them some fresh hot samosas. So she puts the oil on. And then she hears the buzzer ringing. The mihman have arrived. She just turns her attention away for a moment, just to open the gate. The 3-4-year-old child sees a handle sticking out from the stove. He pulls it down. A moqa, opportunity of muhabbat and love and khushi, turns into a scenario of hospital and operation, etc. Just a little bit of neglectfulness. This is in dunya. We can imagine our whole life coming out day after day, day after day. We have no time to sit down and take Allah Ta'ala's deen of piyar and muhabbat. We can imagine the effect on the heart of a person. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. That take the name of your Rabb. Take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. In such a way that you cut yourself off from everything. Cut yourself off. Abu Hazar gives a beautiful example to understand the taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with muhabbat and love. He says that a person, his sister's name is Fatima. And you tell Fatima, make the tea. Fatima, do this. Fatima, do that. But the day this young man gets proposed to Fatima, now in that name Fatima, there's a different taste altogether. If he's sitting in class or he's sitting in the office, now he will write her name, he will draw hearts around her name. And now Hazrat says, you go to Qari Sahib. Qari Sahib, Fatima, is it Ratta or Ratta? How do you say it? Now he's practicing his tajweed of her name also. But before that, it had no flavor to it. Fatima was just plain Fatima. But now whole day he's making mashq and practicing her name, Fatima, Fatima. And how you say, Qabiltuha wa Nakahtuha. So that whole flavor has come into the heart now. This is in the same way, when a person will know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then accordingly a person now will take Allah ta'ala's knee with muhabbat and love. Then his salah will become like that, his Quran tilawat, his family life will become like that. Because he has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr he's making every day has created this amount of istihadar, this amount of consciousness within his heart. This link he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his muhabbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what tasawwuf is about. That we add this spice in our life, this taste, this fervor. That a person has that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. If you look into the lives of our kabir also, when it came because of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word istihzar and consciousness they had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mind-boggling. A few days ago I read about Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, that he had to undergo an eye operation. So they called a Hindu doctor who was an expert in the field. Because the Shaykh mentioned to the doctor that whilst you are doing the operation of my eye, a cataract operation, please do not give me any anesthetic. I wish to remain completely awake and inshallah I will pull through it. So the Hindu doctor agreed to it and he did the operation. It was successful. The Shaykh was very happy, rahmatullah alayhi. Few years later in Madinatul Munawwara, there was a need for him to do a second operation. So here they called a doctor from Lahore, he had come over. And he mentioned the same thing to the doctor. Look at the istihzara, the consciousness. What link they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So during that operation, the doctor felt it necessary to give her the Shaykh anesthetic and put him to sleep. And he did so. Thereafter, the Shaykh woke up and two salah became qaza. And when he woke up and those that were around him, they mentioned this to him that, Hazrat, we don't know why, but this had happened. He gave you anesthetic. You see, the Shaykh cried like a little baby. And then he called the doctor and he reprimanded him. And then those around him came to realize, as the Shaykh mentioned to them, whether directly and indirectly, he says, all my life, more or less all my life, although all the body pains and everything else, as the Shaykh said, that once did I ever take a pill or a tablet to make me sleep. And the reason being was, he says, when the call of Allah Ta'ala comes to call me to my beloved, I am totally awake in my hush. When the call has come, it mustn't be that I am asleep, but I am ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be that I am in ghaflat at that time. So you can imagine that connection they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What love, what muhabbat, zikr created within their hearts and within their life. Dhunun Misi rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned about him. That when it came to his last moments of life, he was very ill, very sick. They called the doctors, doctors came to him, checked him up. There was no ilaj, no cure. Finally, Zunun Misti, in an Arabic poem, he said to the doctor, that, oh doctor, leave my side. Oh doctor, leave my side. There's no cure for the lover besides to glance at the beloved. There's no cure for the lover except that he sees his beloved. And with this on his tongue, he leaves the world. And they say, after they put on the coffin for him, then they find inscribed on his forehead, هَذَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ مَاتَ بِسَيْفِ اللَّهِ. This is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sword of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and love killed him. He couldn't take that muhabbat in his heart anymore. So you can imagine the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person makes it with that consciousness, with that love, with that fervor, with that feeling of heart. Put his hand into the hand of a shaykh and understand what is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will see what life will become. Like Mazhar Jani Ajah rahmatullah alayhi, after he passed away, they find a note saying that Mazhar nahi mara magar gar gaya. He hasn't passed away, he's gone back home. He went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find the same thing in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We're leaving this world, what muhabbat, what love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala wa imam in tasawwuf. What can we say about him? What his life was like, Hasan Basri rahimahullah, is mentioned about him. That when he was a little child, he grew up in the home of Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother was a slave of Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, Khaira her name was. And his father was a freed slave of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name was Yasar. So he grew up in the houses of Azwaj Mutahharat. When he was born, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha sent him to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for his tahniq to be made. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua for him. The same dua you find our Hazrat makes for all the children and babies. Allahumma faqihu fi al-deen wa habibhu ila al-nas. That oh Allah, make Hassan Basri a great faqih, a great alim of deen, and make him beloved to the people. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took some kajur in his mouth, made tahniq and put some into the mouth of this child. As mentioned also, that sometime when his mother, Khaira, used to be busy and away from the home, and Hassan Basri rahimahu ta'ala was a little baby, suckling baby at that time, he should cry out of hunger. Umm Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha was quite old at that time, it was a miracle. It was well known that she would take him to her chest and breastfeed him. The wife of Rasulullah, Azwaj Mutahharat, that she would feed him. And he would run through the homes of Azwaj Mutahharat, he would enjoy himself in the homes. And like this he grew up in Madinah al-Munawwara. And finally in the Khilafat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he moved to Baghdad, to Basra, where he spent the last 25 years of his life. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept his name Hassan, because of his great beauty Allah Ta'ala had given him. Hassan meaning beautiful. He was very beautiful. So he says about him, an outstanding quality of Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala is mentioned, that all his life he never laughed aloud. All his life he never laughed aloud besides just one time in his life. It's mentioned just before he passed away, in the last moments of life, he began to laugh aloud and he made a statement and he said, "Witsen, Witsen." He took his last breath and he passed away. So he says that night one of his khadims saw in a dream and asked him, "Oh Hazrat Hassan Basri, that all your life you never laughed. The last moment of your life you took your last breath. And now you ask the question, Witsen, and you left this world. What was happening at that time?" So he says that when Malakul Maut came to extract my ruh and take out my life, a voice from the unseen said to Malakul Maut, "That be harsh with him and look at every sin of his upon which I said, which sin?" When he such a life he had, that there was no sin left in his life. His slate was clear and clean. And when he comes to all our links and silsilas of tasawwuf and dhikr and everything else goes to him, Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says that كانوا يقولون هذا كله ببركة إرضاع أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها. That this life of his was due to the barakat of breastfeeding by Umm Salima رضي الله تعالى عنها. So we are here, my dear brothers, to understand what is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us and every one of us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we wait for the time, as it mentions always about Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, when he went to the Khanqah of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, and he wasn't inclined towards tasawwuf and dhikr. And how Hazrat says it with what walwala. He says that when he went to the Khanqah of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat Thani opened the tafsir of Quran Sharif, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi was a great mufassir of Quran. And when he heard the tafsir of Hazrat Thani, he says, as if today the Quran was revealed. What mazah and what enjoyment he found. And when he came to the time of tahajjud, he told Hazrat Talmi that you can wake up but leave me to sleep. But then to the dhikr in the khanqah, what must have been the taste, the sweetness? What must have been the khanqah of the Talmi rahmatullah alayh? That he could feel the sweetness in his sleep also. He woke up, he had two rakat namaz, started the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says in the morning that I am waiting for the mulaqat at night with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where I can wake up in the dead of the night and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and piyar. So this muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come when we sit at the feet of those who have the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will come within our hearts, and then we will sit in solitude and we will take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of the heart, and then the tears will flow down. The hadith will come to mind that among the seven people who will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that person who took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tears roll down his cheeks out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala give us and infuse our hearts with his love, with his muhabbat. Such a muhabbat and love, Hazrat says that when his Pudai Sahib used to make dua also, "Ya Allah, make us those fish who swim in the deep ocean of your muhabbat and love. And O Allah, grant us such connection with you that nothing comes between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever attraction may come in the world, such muhabbat, such link, such ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing can break this ta'alluq. This will come, my dear brothers, when we take out the time every day. We take out the time with our families, with our friends. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, as he says towards the end of his life, all he traveled the world to establish his halaqat of dhikr. Where dhikr can become alive in the ummah once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and istiqamah to make amal, inshaAllah. Inshallah, we'll make some zikr.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جايك مدانه توهي توهو توهي توهو توهي توهو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیث بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے خیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي أطا وذر درد دل كمرتا يبي درد بمار تيرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں ہے دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراض کہ جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله عليه وسلم. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گوبت کردار و نامہ سیاہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئے دم, تا ابد جانا چنی می بائے دم. اللہ جل جلالو تعالی شانو, اللہ 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 ای شیری نست نام, شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو, چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو, بستی بستی کہتا جا. اللہ 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 جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما وأهله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتمم علينا نعمتك، واسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم قوت العين وما تخفي الصدور. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.